Doing a workshop today on ethics and boundaries in home-based settings. It's a fun training. The reason I like it and the reason John and I like it, we do it together, is it's very interactive training with the audience. And what's fun about it is it really challenges the folks who come to think about their personal behaviors, interactions with the clients. And one of the big points we make in this training is that we all get trained in boundaries and appropriate professional client kinds of relationships and settings and boundaries and all that. But we often don't take into account the team factor. And on IDDT and ACT teams, there really are more than one staff working with clients. So if Matt does something different than I do with the client in terms of touch or in terms of lending or borrowing, in terms of eating, it can be very confusing for the client. So we go through a number of very common scenarios that folks run into in team settings and talk about how you can try to normalize behaviors across the team so that the nurse and the substance abuse person and the VOC person and everybody's doing the same thing. The other kind of thing that comes up is just the home-based setting. It's a very intimate setting. I mean, it's unusual for ACT workers or IDT workers to see folks in their bedroom, in their kitchen. These are non-traditional therapeutic settings where sort of the laws of the office don't apply. I don't want to be overly dramatic, but it's not unusual for folks to answer the front door of maybe males with no shirt on, or, you know, females in a bathrobe or something. And, you know, we go through people's refrigerator. We do all kinds of intimate acts with folks that are sometimes confusing for our clients and certainly confusing for our staff. And so we explore those kinds of issues. It's fun. One of the things that we stress is that all these little boundary crossings happen all the time. We just don't talk about them. And actually, we have a culture of shaming in our team setting where staff don't bring up to the supervisors, you know what, man, I bought that person's lunch today, you know, or I gave them a hug or whatever, you know. And we don't talk about, as a group, you know, what we do with clients that could be construed as maybe inappropriately intimate. And when I say inappropriate, what I mean is it would just sound inappropriate. It's always inappropriate in the context in which it's done. But what's important in, again, team-based settings is that everybody does the same thing. So our belief is that, you know, many minds are better than one. And so the team really just needs to be talking about this all the time. Like, it's okay for me to hug Paul when I see him, but it's not okay for me to hug John when I see him because John, you know, has got these kinds of issues and that sort of thing. It's okay for me to buy lunch for Susie, but not okay for me to buy lunch for Takina, you know, that sort of thing.